You're listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Please send us a text at 2057, email me inbox at realitycheck.radio. Well, Te Pāri Māori, the Māori Party's been in the news. All for the wrong reasons, of course. Not looking good based on the allegations, but we're going to have to wait because we need an investigation done and we need to find out the facts. But I think you'll be like me. You won't be surprised by this. And even if the investigation finds nothing untoward, we won't be particularly confident that it was done properly. Scary that we feel this way. And oftentimes we can't put our finger on it. And it's easy to throw around, as John Tamahiri does, the R word and call anyone questioning or looking into it, the goings on, as racist or Maori bashing. We feel in our bones that there's something not right in all of this, and it's this to me. First up, I don't think you can live in a multicultural society. I think you can live in a society where you have a lot of ethnicities, where you can have people coming from a lot of different places and indeed a lot of different cultures. But a society can only run on one culture, because cultures clash. For example, in a lot of cultures, women are second-class citizens. So how do you have a multicultural society where there's a group that treat women as second-class citizens and a culture that doesn't? It's incompatible. There are cultures that don't believe in free speech. In our Western culture, free speech is our God-given right. So how do you meld those two cultures? You can't. And the crazy thing is, people that are coming to New Zealand from different cultures are escaping from that which they often want to superimpose in New Zealand. So I don't think multiculturalism works. I understand the sentiment when it says, well, let's be multi-ethnic. But you can't have, say, a commitment to free speech and have a bit on, attached on the end, but except for these cultures. And this gets me to the heart of what we're facing with the Māori Party. Because for years and years and years, we haven't addressed this. I'm a great fan of the great philosopher Sir Karl Popper. I believe his work on epistemology is just second to none. And he escaped Europe in the war years and was here in New Zealand. And here in New Zealand, he wrote his war work, which is a beautiful book called The Open Society and Its Enemies. And it's about the ideas that underpinned World War II, going back to Plato, Hegel, and Marx, and how it's wonderful to live in an open and free society, but always within the human breast and within the human heart and the human mind, there's a push for totalitarianism, for a closed society, for people to be telling us what to do. And it's a perennial battle. And that was what World War II was about, the fight between living in an open society versus living in a closed society. And as Karl Popper explains, we have this primitive pull always to go back to a closed society where everyone knew their place and knew what to do, and there was a leader telling us what to do, and we could be bossed about because we're in a small tribe, and that's how we've lived for most of our history as human beings. And say the rise of Nazism and fascism, and indeed the rise of communism, appeals to that instinct of the closed society, of the strong leader, of being told what to do, of the command economy, of not letting bad thoughts, of living according to an ideology that's imposed, not being able to question and ask why. So I'm very taken by what it is to live in an open society. And here we are in New Zealand for what, 50 years? Trying to graft onto an open society, Westminster, property owning, democracy, free speech. Trying to graft onto that society a society that's racist and tribal. Doesn't work. It's totally incompatible. And yet we've pretended that we can't make it work. And here we are 50 years along this experiment where tribalism and racism are now embedded into every aspect of government, every aspect of schools, hospitals, healthcare, you name it, daily life. And we're finding it being smashed. The open society is being smashed. Because racism and tribalism are its antithesis. Either one or the other. You can't have both. Because in an open society, we're all equal before the law. And we get recognized for what we do and what we produce. Not by who our mum was, or our dad was, or our great-great-great-great ancestor was. Nope. It's about you. Who you are. Your character. Your ability to produce, what you can do, what you can do for your fellows. But in a tribal society, of course, it's hierarchical. There's a chief, there's a potentate, and the chief's family, and they get to run things. You don't get to vote for them. You can't dump them by going to the ballot box. Nope. You're stuck with them. Unless you're prepared to take them on. Better have a good army to do that. Because the chiefs become all powerful. And of course, you get born into chieftainship. And we've added on to that this crazy notion of racism. Where if you have ancestors who are Maori, then you're different. You've got a different position. You've got a different say. You have a different role. So here we have the Maori Party, and sitting atop of it is John Tamahere. And he's called a chief executive, but he's not. He's nothing like a chief executive. He's like a chief. Propped up. Because a chief executive can be sacked by a board for non-performance, by the shareholders. A politician can be voted out. Not John Tamahere. And indeed, to question him is to be racist or disloyal. His actions are above reproach. And so here's what we've got to. And I don't know what was going on. But we feel it, don't we? Because we can sense how these organizations are being run. They're not being run in a way that's consistent with living in an open democratic society where there's transparency and where there's accountability, where there is free speech, where Jack is every bit as good as his master. They're not being run like that. New Zealand is now not being run like that. And we can well imagine what happens in these organizations now. And not just Maori organizations. Family First recently came out with the Wokesters Awards for companies. Oh my goodness, you've got to go there and see it on the Family First webpage. What a shocking thing. And so these organizations, like the BNZ, like Countdown, they're being run as closed shops, closed societies. Because if you question their commitment to the pride flag, if you question their commitment to the pagan gods of which they speak so highly of, we have a very uncomfortable time there. And so we have to decide, what is it? Are we going to live in an open society, blind to a person's race, blind to who your parents were, your ancestors were? Or are we going to live in a closed society where you can't question and where your status is not about your character or what you can do, but your status is determined by your birth, the moment you were born? That's the question. You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Please send me text 2057, email me, inbox at realitycheck.radio.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.